Hello, my name is Amanda McGarrah, and I am the owner of Scarlet Joe's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets. And today we are going to be talking about anal glands and dogs. When I posted this information that this topic was kind of coming up, a lot of you really reacted to the post in a positive way, laughed at it, you know, interacted with it. That's kind of awesome. Really cool that you guys, you know, find this interesting, you know, want to learn about it or just find it funny. So anal glands, there are two on each side of the anus, lower end of the anus, on the inside of the dog. So they're typically expressed, when the dog's defecating. And the reasons behind it that doctors believe is that they do it to mark their stool for, like, territory. And then the other reason they believe is that it helps them pass their poo out their butt. Regardless, it's pretty stinky, and can happen without stool. You know, your dog can express them when they're scared. They're nervous, they're stressed, they're excited, startled. It's just a stinky thing that happens. But if you notice that they are having any issues, you'll start to see them scooting their bums on the ground. A lot of people find it funny, but if you think about what they're actually doing to your carpets, it's gross. So if you do see them do it, just get them outside or you know, let them do it on the grass. Concrete would probably hurt their bum, but I've seen them do it before. That's just them trying to express it themselves. Some dogs will constantly lick, again, trying to express it themselves, and sometimes they can't. So when they can't, what happens if you don't notice the signs of what they're doing? They'll form an abscess on the outside, inside out, and it'll rupture. So that's pretty painful. I always feel bad for these dogs when they would come into the animal hospital. There are a couple of different ways that each veterinarian will treat it. So depending on your veterinarian, will really depend, you know, and medicine's changing and evolving. So of course, what I say now might not be how it's going to be for, again, your veterinarian. You know, if it's already ruptured, they're probably just going to medicate it. Sometimes they'll put something in the actual hole that it ruptured, like a medication, obviously. Sometimes they'll kind of have it in the anus. You know, again, it's just lovely to have this conversation. But again, it's just, it is what it is. And it's what happens to these poor puppies. Another thing, if the anal gland has not ruptured yet, sometimes the veterinarians will get a scalpel and essentially make the hole itself because there's a lot of pressure there and they're trying to relieve it. And then it leaks and then it drains. But as this whole entire process is happening, I don't know if you've ever been in the room while this is happening to your dog, but they're moving, they're squealing, they're crying, they're in pain. It's awful. I feel terrible. It's not fun for anybody. So again, if you notice these signs of what your dog's scooting, your dog's licking, you start to notice, you know, a really bad irritation around the anus, bring them to the vet, get them checked out. The veterinarian can express their anal glands. I feel as though the technicians do it more often. So the technician will typically, you know, put on their gloves, express the anal glands from the inside out, if that's it. And then just express them. And typically when they're easily to be expressed, that's great. When they're hard to express is when you kind of know that there's a problem starting to occur and you understand where their problem lies. So kind of going back a little bit, if they are having soft stools, typically they're expressing their anal glands when they poop. So if they're trying to poop, they don't have a normal stool, they're not expressing their anal glands as effectively. So if you notice your dog's having diarrhea, that might be another problem that starts to follow, is they're having anal gland issues. So definitely, again, if they're having diarrhea, you want to contact your veterinarian anyway, because then you might have anal gland issues after that, because they haven't been able to express them when they defecate. And again, some can do it on their own and some can't. So you just never know. Always good to be aware and to be alert of like what's actually going on with your pet. Consistency that's typically normal is like a light brown, gritty, oily, stinky. Yum. You know, it's when it starts to come out thick and dark and sometimes red and sometimes pus. And, you know, that's when we'll get a veterinarian in the room and we'll have them, you know, examine it and take a look and see what they want to do. Some dogs need to come in monthly to have these anal glands expressed. You know, there's a lot behind it. They need the help, to express them. Otherwise, other issues will start to come. I will say, do not self-medicate. When I was doing my homework on this for you guys, there was a supplement on Chewy. It's like anal gland supplement or something along those lines. Again, if you've listened to my nutrition topic podcast, a lot of pet products is marketing. They like tug at your heartstrings. You're like, ooh, that'll fix my dog. No, just because it says anal gland fixer, like, no. And that goes for a lot of things that people see, like they have doggy aspirin in the pet stores. No, it's not going to fix your dog. It's not going to help. I'll probably do a topic on that another time, discussing what's over the counter, what to trust and what not to trust. Because there's a lot out there and there's, you know, it can be overwhelming, and I'm going to go off on another tangent, but points are, if you see your dog licking at his behind, her behind, scooting at the ground, or even having that fishy, like a leakage out the butt, and it is that fishy, stinky smell, get a veterinarian, you know, go to your vet and get it checked out and see what's going on, before it becomes an anal gland abscess, because that's extremely painful. Please, definitely follow me on Instagram, Scarlett_Joe's_redemption. I also have my website, scarlettjoesredemption.com, where you can find my online course for proactive pet parents. I have a shelter course for new shelter dogs, puppies. I also have a membership that is for the proactive pet parents, and to kind of create a community where everybody is learning and educating themselves on good information and not just any Joe Schmo on the internet, because there's a lot of information out there. And I am getting my information, one, from my experience of working in the animal hospital, and from legitimate websites that our veterinarians used to look up and use for you guys. So definitely here to help you be that proactive pet parent, help your dog live a happy and healthy life. And yeah, thank you so much for joining, and I can't wait for our next topic.